Hey guys, welcome back to Faith Fuels My Fire, the podcast. I'm your host, Lorena Camille. In this episode, I want to talk about faith, all about faith. I want to talk about having faith in God, what it means to have faith in God, just everything to do with faith. So I'm going to get into all of that, but first I did want to say a quick prayer. So if you would please just close your eyes and pray with me. Lord, I pray that you lift up every single person listening to this right now. Please open up our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds to you, Lord. I pray that you just continue to guide and protect us. Show us your ways, Lord, and show us exactly what it is that you want us to see. I love you with every ounce of my being. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm going to just go straight into some scripture. So I'm going to go into Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And then it goes on, if you want to read all of Hebrews chapter 11, you can read that because it's really good. It goes on all about faith and how by faith Abel did things and Noah did things and Abraham and all these things that these people did by faith. But I really just wanted to read these first few verses because this right here, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Even though we can't see God, we've never seen God, we can be sure of what we hope for. We can know that He is real. He exists. He created us. He created the universe. He created everything. And we can just have faith. Even though we haven't seen Him, we know He's real. We know He's here. We know He's always right here with us. And I'm going to go into 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and it says, "We live by faith, not by sight." Right there. We live by faith. We can't see God. We haven't seen God. We're not going to see God until it's our time to go to heaven and see Him. But we live by faith. We as Christians know that He's real. Know that He exists. We believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And He rose 3 days later. And that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life in heaven with Him and God the Father. Next, I want to go into Mark chapter 11, and I'm going to read verses 22 through 23. "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it'll be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." So I actually read verse 24 as well. But here we see this is Jesus saying to have faith in God. And whenever we truly have faith and we believe and trust in God 100%, the things that we ask for and we believe they will happen, they will be given to us. Now, this doesn't mean that any simple thing that we ask for or any worldly, materialistic thing that we ask for is gonna be given to us, because when we truly have faith and we are letting the Holy Spirit guide us, when we're truly trusting in God completely and giving our all to Him and seeking Him first before anything, the things that we ask for are gonna be things that are in alignment with what God wants for our lives. When we truly believe those are gonna happen, He's gonna give us those things. Faith is so very important. Nothing is possible without faith. Without faith in God, the unthinkable will happen. Without faith in God, we won't go to heaven. If we don't believe in God, we don't believe in Jesus Christ, we won't go to heaven. And I'm actually going to go back into Hebrews chapter 11 because I forgot to read a verse that was very important to read. So, verse 6, chapter 11 of Hebrews says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." So if we don't have faith in God, if we do not believe that he exists, then how can we please him? We cannot please the Lord without having faith in him, without believing that he is real, he exists, he's always right here with us, without believing that Jesus Christ came onto this earth, lived a sinless life, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again 3 days later, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life and heaven with him and God the Father. We cannot please God if we do not have faith. It's impossible. There's no way it can happen. That's why the name of this podcast is Faith Fuels My Fire. Everything of what I do, of how I live my life, everything of this podcast, my journal that I made, all of it is centered around faith, because that is the core. We have to have faith. We have to believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ, know that even though we can't see God, we know that he is real, he exists, he is for us, he created us. Nothing would be here without him. He is the Almighty, the Creator, and he is the very most important. And he should be the very most important in our lives, and the very first priority in our lives. He should be the one that we go to before anything else, and the one that we love more than anything else. So I really just wanted to go over some scripture on faith and just talk about faith for a little bit. I do a lot of faith-based content. I do a lot of faith-based tips and go over different things, but I don't think I've ever actually just done an episode about faith, which is crucial. We can't please God without faith. We can't be saved without faith. Faith is the thing. Having faith is believing that God exists, knowing that he exists, believing in him, and that is so important. So I really just wanted to go over some things with faith. If you have some time, I would really recommend going into Hebrews chapter 11 and just reading all of it, taking some notes, talking to God about it, praying on it, and really just sitting on that, just sitting on what it means to really truly have faith in God, and knowing that you can't please him without it, and knowing that it's so important for us to stand firm in our faith every day, because there's going to be people all the time in this world trying to get in our ear about different things, trying to get us to live life the way we want and do things on our terms and give in to our worldly desires and give in to sin. But it's so important for us as Christians to stand firm in our faith, to believe in God, believe in Jesus, and trust in the Lord completely. So I really just wanted to go all into faith today. I hope this episode helped you guys to know what it means to have faith, to know it's impossible to please God without faith. And yeah, I love you guys so much. I will see you guys next time. Bye, guys.